whenever I have a sore throat and I come to church and I know that I'm going to have trouble talking, I say to myself, I am not going to sing. And every time I sing, I just can't be here and not worship the Lord as everybody else does. You can probably tell I've had a pretty nasty cold this week. I haven't done much other than lay in bed the last 3 days. And if you have any issues with health, don't get near me. And don't expect me to reach out and hug anybody or anything. I'm paranoid about giving what I've got to everybody else. Okay. Wrong introduction, but needed to be said. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Let's pray. Father, as we continue to look at your word, hopefully, as in a mirror, looking at our lives too, Lord, help us to see what needs to change in us. Help us to see the things that are not the way they ought to be. Father, help this brief study in Proverbs to teach us to be wise, to be humble, to be righteous. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. One of the few good things about having a nasty cold and laying in bed is I slow down enough to think, which is something I don't do as much as I ought to. Spent a lot of time this week thinking about priorities and things I've done and things I'm doing, and am I doing too much of this and not enough of that? And really, the reason for going to the book of Proverbs is Proverbs talks about people and he puts them in broad categories. And I know, for me, one of the most helpful things that I ever did was basically what I'm doing in preaching, and I did it 20, 30 years ago, because it helped me to understand what was going on with people, what was going on in the church, why certain people reacted in certain ways, why I reacted in certain ways. And so we're looking at the basic categories in Proverbs. We talked about what a wise person looks like last week. This week we're talking about fools. And it sort of seems like, who'd want to talk about what a fool looks like? But if you look at your life carefully, if I look at my life carefully, I see things I don't like when I read Proverbs. And that's what I hope we all do with this. We look at ourselves and say, am I still acting in a way that I should not be acting? And I want to start with Proverbs 22 and verse 15. Now, I'm more used to the translations that say foolishness. The NIV says folly. Folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline will drive it far away. We come into this world totally self-centered, totally selfish, totally preoccupied with getting what we want, and we scream until we do. That's what babies are like. And God wants us to grow up to be loving, compassionate, caring, considerate people who look at others' needs and put them above our own in many instances, who think about others and not just ourselves, And Proverbs says that foolishness, folly, is bound up in the heart of a child. And it's listening to and accepting correction that changes it. And unfortunately, if a child is not corrected or does not accept correction, the foolishness, the folly, doesn't leave. Proverbs 10, the Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish son brings grief to his mother. Wisdom and folly show up in childhood. They show up in how a child accepts the correction of his parents. A fool spurns a parent's discipline, but whoever heeds correction shows prudence. God wants us to learn to accept discipline. I've laughed about this a good many times. Some of you have heard me quote it before, but Bill Gothard used to talk about doing youth work in Chicago and talking with the teenagers, and they'd say, "I'm so sick and tired of people telling me what to do every moment of every day. What are you going to do?" "I'm going to join the Marines." "Yeah." You know, yeah. But we're all going to get correction in our lives. And learning to accept it and learning to learn from it is critical in moving from being a fool to being wise. To have a fool for a child brings grief. There is no joy for the parent of a godless fool. And by the way, the word godless isn't in the Hebrew. I think I know why they put it in, because Psalm says the fool says there is no God, or the fool says no God. You could translate it either way. And foolishness is tied to godlessness, but it doesn't actually say godless in the Hebrew there. There's no joy for the parent of a fool. A foolish son brings grief to his father and bitterness to the mother who bore him. You know what the primary characteristic of a fool is, according to Proverbs? They talk too much. You ever sat in a conversation and everybody's putting their 2 cents worth in? And you just get so impatient because you haven't had a chance to say what you think, and everybody knows what everybody else thinks, and they haven't listened to you yet. Aha, yeah. The wise store up knowledge, but the mouth of fools invites ruin. The prudent keep their knowledge to themselves, but a fool's heart blurts out folly. You know, we used to joke about Peter in Bible school saying that he only opened his mouth to change feet. Peter had this habit of just blurting stuff out. And sometimes it wasn't the best stuff that came out. And that's one of the characteristics of someone who is foolish. They don't have control over their tongue. A fool's mouth lashes out with pride, but the lips of the wise protect them. I told you the Proverbs will put people into 2 basic categories. The wise are the humble, are the righteous, and the fools are the proud, are the wicked. And the problem with what a fool says is so much of it is about themselves, and the pride comes out in all the talking. The tongue of the wise adorns knowledge, but the mouth of fools gushes folly. You get the idea that Proverbs, and I haven't looked up, written down all the verses, but this idea of just got to be talking is something there in Proverbs over and over again. Even fools are thought wise if they keep silent, and discerning if they hold their tongues. One of Dad's favorite sayings was, "It is better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to speak up and remove all doubt." And man, there's so much truth in that. Proverbs says, if you're a foolish person and you want people to think you're wise, just keep your mouth shut. Fools find no pleasure in understanding, but delight in airing their own opinions. I said this last week. One of the original elders at Alfred Almond always used to say, God gave you two ears and one mouth. Think about it. But we need to learn to listen. We need to be people who hear. And if we're talking, we're not listening. Fools find no pleasure in understanding. They're not focused on growing in their understanding of a situation. They're focused on making sure everybody knows what their opinion is. The mouths of fools are their undoing, and their lips are a snare to their very lives. The way you tell a fool, according to Proverbs, is primarily they talk too much, they don't listen, and they're more concerned about everybody knowing what they think than in learning anything. There's another characteristic that is fairly well often stated in Proverbs. Fools lose their tempers and quarrel. Fools show their annoyance at once, but the prudent overlook an insult. You know, we're all going to get insulted. Sometimes people mean it, sometimes they don't. Sometimes people say things and think about them later and say, oh my stars, why did I say that? Sometimes it's just plain deliberate and it's nasty. But wise people overlook insults. Fools show their annoyance at once. These next two verses come together in an interesting way. The wise fear the Lord and shun evil. We talked about the fear of the Lord a couple weeks ago as being a critical thing that is missing from our culture. The wise fear the Lord, and because they fear the Lord, they shun evil. But a fool is hot-headed and yet feels secure. I thought about this some. How can a person who blows up easily feel secure? Because he's going to be in a quarrel almost all the time, and yet, according to Proverbs, he does. A quick-tempered person does foolish things. Proverbs would say, don't hang around people who lose their tempers quickly, lest you learn their ways. Proverbs would say, don't help a quick-tempered man out of the trouble he's gotten himself into. You're just going to have to do it again the next day. Proverbs has a lot to say about learning to control your temper. Whoever is patient has great understanding, but one who is quick-tempered displays folly. The lips of fools bring them strife, and their mouths invite a beating. I don't know how much plainer you can get than Proverbs is about this. What a fool says starts quarrels. And their mouths invite a beating. You know, they just have to say something that somebody is going to want to retaliate for. And you get a couple people together who can't control their tongues, and you're going to have a quarrel. It is to one's honor to avoid strife. But every fool is quick to quarrel. When we talked about wisdom, we talked about the primary attribute of a wise person is their ability to accept correction, to accept rebuke, to accept advice. A wise person loves the one who reproves him. And I'm not going to read all the verses again, but when we come to fools, their primary characteristic, one of their primary characteristics, is they don't take advice. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Proverbs is interesting. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord causes one to shun evil. The fear of the Lord is very important. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. They want to be talking about what they think. They don't want to be hearing what someone who knows more than they has to tell them. The way of fools seems right to them. But the wise listen to advice. None of us knows so much that we can't learn from somebody else. You know, and it's sort of interesting. There are some people that I refer to quite a bit. And there's some people, they said one thing I remember that I really learned something from, and almost everything else they said I ignore completely. But you can learn from almost anyone. And if you listen, instead of airing your own opinion, you grow in your understanding. A rebuke impresses a discerning person more than 100 lashes a fool. A wise, a discerning, and understanding person, when someone tells them they're wrong, they think about it. They learn from it. More than 100 lashes would impress a fool. And Proverbs is saying, a fool's got his mind made up, don't confuse me with the facts, and he's just going to hold on to his opinion no matter what. I didn't put the verse down, but there is one that says, though you grind a fool in a mortar with a pestle, yet his folly will not depart from him. A couple other verses about fools. Whoever conceals hatred with lying lips and spreads slander is a fool. If someone really dislikes someone but is nice to their face and talks against them behind their back, Proverbs says they're a fool. Fools mock at making amends for sin. Fools make fun of the idea of going back to someone and saying, I'm sorry, of saying, my bad, or whatever needs to be said. But goodwill is found among the upright. better to meet a bear robbed of her cubs than a fool bent on folly. You know, when I think of the last thing in the world I would like to run into, it's a mama bear and she's missing her cubs. Proverbs says, that's better than meeting a fool bent on folly. And that's a strong statement. To answer before listening, that is folly and shame. A person starts talking and you think you know what he's going to say, so you're quick to tell him the answer, and then you find out it was a different question, or you didn't know all the facts. Too quick to speak, too slow to listen. The consequences of being a fool are pretty harsh. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. I think one of the things about the way of a fool being right in his own eyes and a fool airing his opinion is fools don't seem to understand what they're doing because they're not listening. The wise inherit honor, but fools get only shame. The lips of the righteous nourish many, but fools die for lack of sense. Prudence is a fountain of life to the prudent, but folly brings punishment to fools. You know, the theme of Proverbs, just over and over and over again, is wisdom brings honor, wisdom brings prosperity, wisdom brings healthy relationships, brings peace and calm, and foolishness and folly just cause all sorts of difficulty and trouble. I thought about Proverbs 19:3 a lot. A person's own folly leads to their ruin. You see somebody and they're making one foolish decision after another, and it's just totally messing up their life. And you know they're a fool if when you talk to them, you say, "Do you understand what's happening in your life? And it's everybody else's fault, especially God's." A person's own folly leads to their ruin, yet their heart rages against the Lord. You know, wise people learn by advice, by reproof, by words. Fools sometimes learn through circumstances, but sometimes they don't even learn through the circumstances. Penalties are prepared for mockers and beatings for the backs of fools. I hate to just do Old Testament. So Jesus talked about wisdom and folly. And it's interesting the distinction he made between the wise and the fool. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came, the streams rose, the winds blew, beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. the distinction in Jesus' teaching between the wise man and the fool is not whether they heard Jesus' teaching, but whether they actually did it. Whether they actually listened to what Jesus said and then put it into practice. Be very careful then how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise. This is God's admonition to us. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. I haven't said this for a while, and I think I need to say it again. When I grew up, there was a lot of emphasis on finding the Lord's will, and the paradigm was there is God's sovereign will, nothing happens but that he allows it, and then there's right and wrong, the moral will of God. Well, that leaves this really big circle, and in there someplace there's a dot that is God's will for your life, and you need to be praying for that. But I think a much better paradigm is that we need to find wisdom. Because if you're not foolish, if you're wise, you will understand what the Lord's will is. And we're never told to pray to know the Lord's will specifically. We're told to pray for wisdom. And so the paradigm is nothing happens but that God allows it, and there is right and wrong, and within right and wrong, there is what is wise. And if you know what is wise, most times it's going to be very obvious what you ought to do. And you learn wisdom by listening to Jesus and putting into practice what he says. The author of Hebrews says, the mature who by constant practice have trained themselves to discern good from evil. There's understanding what God says, becoming wise, and then walking in wisdom. So some things to remember. We are born foolish, and sometimes we still are. We become wise through accepting correction. Fools talk too much. Fools lose their tempers and quarrel. Fools refuse to accept advice. Those who hear Jesus' teaching and obey it are wise. Those who hear Jesus' teaching and do not obey it are fools. That's sort of blunt, but I think that's what he said. We are to live lives characterized by wisdom. When we live wisely, we understand what the Lord's will is. Now, in all honesty, I read all those verses, saw myself more often than I wanted to. I think some of us saw ourselves. I assume some of the rest of us saw ourselves more often than we would like to. What we need to do with Proverbs is say, okay, this is not wise behavior, and ask the Lord to help us to become wise, that we might be humble and righteous. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. It's pretty blunt sometimes. Lord, help us to learn to be wise. Help us to leave foolishness behind. Help us to be people who bring honor and glory to you by living lives that are wise, that are humble, that are righteous. In Jesus' name, amen.